Welcome back to Wavecast. I'm your host, Eugenie, and today we are doing another very exciting tide pool mini episode with two marine environmental students. I want to welcome our guests, Kaylee Strickland and Mackenzie Curtis, for a discussion about their recent trip to Grenada. Kaylee, Mackenzie, welcome to the podcast. So how did you both come to study at the Marine Institute?
Well, I grew up on the water, back in Portobas, with my family who are also like all love the ocean and love the water. I have a history of like lighthouse keepers in my family.
Whoa.
My dad actually grew up on the lighthouse back home. It's like a little island. So we're like right into the ocean. So that was how I found out, like just through researching, I found Marine Institute. And I was like, that is exactly what I want to do.
For me, I come from a small fishing community. So growing up, my father's a fisherman, so I would fish with him, and I still do. And I took a few years off after graduating high school because I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I kept changing my mind a bunch of times. But then when I finally decided to go to school, I was thinking about doing marine biology at Mon, and then heard so many things about the marine environmental course and how Marine Institute was more hands-on and better things about this course, basically. So I changed my mind and applied here last minute.
So you both applied not knowing that maybe you would have a trip down to Grenada.
Yeah.
That's cool. So let's talk about that. So you went, you got back, you said, from Grenada in January. So how long were you there for?
We were in Grenada for a week, 7 days, but plus the traveling. We left on the 13th and we came back on like the 21st, 22nd.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a little over a week for traveling.
And what was like the goal of your time in Grenada?
I think mainly to just get hands-on experience in field work. And
oh, it's gone from me.
A big part of it was like learning about like the water and stuff there, because like it's so different from here. And so like in our tech session and stuff, we're doing like all the sampling and stuff here, but doing it in a completely different place like that is just a whole other experience. Yeah.
So what was the professional side of what you were doing down there?
So every day we were working with TAMCC, which is the community college in Grenada. And so every day we were working, we would go meet up with them. And then we'd go out to the beach, Las Suggests. And we were like sampling the beach and like doing a bunch of different tests on it. And then in the end, we brought them back to the lab and like tested all the stuff that we like sampled and collected.
Yeah. Got all our results. But the thing about the beach that we were doing our samples on is they're building. It's a very famous, popular beach in Grenada, and they're building a hotel like right behind it. So it's been changing like drastically for the past year, I think. So each trip that they've taken students down on, they've been sampling this beach, I'm pretty sure. Or maybe it was just this past year. And even from the students down at TAMCC, they were saying, like when we went in January, there was a group before us that went in the October before. And they said that coming back in January, that the trees and everything just looked completely different because of the construction that was on the go.
So this is not then the first. How many times have students gone down to Grenada to study this beach?
Four?
I think it's four.
I think it was four.
In a total, 18 students from Marine Institute have went down, but each time it was a different amount of students.
Okay, so how did you have to apply to go?
Yeah,
so they usually take third years, but this last trip, they opened it up to the second year marine environmental students. So that's where,
and we were
that's
so
how
excited.
We got our advantage.
Most of like this trip was second years. There was two third years, and then the rest of us were second years.
Yeah.
We're all really excited.
So Marlene, who works at MI International, came to our class and gave a little overview about the trip and like how we could apply. So all we had to do was write a cover letter and send her our resume. And then it led to interviews, which it led to who was going to go.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. So in total, there were how many people this year?
There was our trip, there was eight.
Yeah.
And the one before in October was six.
There were six. I think we were the biggest group yet to go.
We were the biggest.
Wow. That's cool. And so hopefully, like next year, if new students want to enter into the program, they might expect to go back to this beach to go sampling, to go back to Grenada. Okay. So this is going to be like a longer term thing.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. What was the best part of the trip? Was there something? Did you have a highlight?
There was many highlights.
Yeah. I'm sensing there's a story here. I feel like you both looked at each other like as if there was something.
I feel like I know what Kaylee's going to say.
Well, I love sea turtles. And I really, really wanted to see a sea turtle. I used to have two pet turtles.
Wow.
Like, all I wanted to do was see a turtle. So the first day we got down there, we just went out in the ocean just to, like, explore and look around. And I looked down because we had our snorkeling stuff. I looked down and there's a turtle by my feet. And so I'm, like, screaming, freaking out. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And the whole time I was there, I was, like, looking for this turtle again. And on our very last day, we went out one more time before we left. And the same turtle was there, like, by my feet again.
Oh.
I literally was the highlight of my trip. It was amazing.
That's so awesome. That's great. And Mackenzie, what about you?
One of my highlights was for our second field day, we had one of the community schools come in. So, like, younger kids came to the beach, and we were kind of, like, showing them what we were doing and, like, telling them a bit about, like, the environment there and, like, different things like that, and getting them to do a few samples, like, just smaller things. And the girls down there were infatuated with my hair. Like, they just wanted to play with my hair. And I was, like, sat down on the beach, and they were like, we need to braid your hair. Does anyone have a brush? And I was like, okay, but, like, what are we learning here today? Like, what did you learn?
They're like, no, it's science.
Yeah. And then after that, they were just so grateful, and they were just saying how it was the best day of their lives. And it was so cute.
That is really cute.
They love getting to go to the beach, and I think that was really sweet.
Mm-hmm. So were you able to show them about, like, some of the instruments that you were using? Is that So what were those instruments, like, when you were collecting your samples?
Well, the most popular one, because I don't even remember the names of some of them, but...
Or what they were doing, I guess, is probably even better.
Yeah. A popular one every year I hear is the plankton sampling. So, like, you go out with the net and, like, you're supposed to do it off of a boat, but we just, like, went out, like, to our knees and, like, we're catching the plankton. And, like, everybody loves, like, we love that. And the kids love that.
Mm-hmm. We were separated in a few groups, but I'm pretty sure there was one group that they could actually see it.
Yeah.
Like, the plankton? I don't know. Or something was moving in the water and they didn't really know quite what it was, but it was some type of organism.
I had this little boy that day, then the school, like, came out. I had this, like, one really young boy, and he was, like, so, like, excited to be there. And I was, like, asking them to go around and collect seaweed. And, like, some of the older kids were just, like, kind of didn't really care that much. But he, like, literally collected all the seaweed on the beach. And, he would not. So he was so excited. And then he was, like, asking me, like, some questions I didn't even know the answers to. And, like, he was so young. But he was, like, oh, my God, like, tell me about, like, microplastics. And I was, like, oh, my gosh. It was so cute.
Oh, I love that. That's great. You guys are, like, molding young minds. It's always the best part. Yeah. Okay, so you did some phytoplankton sampling, some, like, algae sampling. Mm-hmm. Did you say you also did sediment stuff as well?
We did microplastics.
Mm-hmm. And sediment.
Okay. A few of that, yeah.
Yeah.
We did river sampling and surveys and water sampling, and we did mangrove surveys. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was pretty much.
I'm trying to remember the name of that instrument, the one that you put on your eye, and you put, like, a drop of water.
Mm.
Is that a refractometer or something?
Oh, it's similar. The only thing I can think of is when you're in a pool and you test the quality of the pool water.
I think it's for salinity. I can't remember now. Mm.
And what is, like, the end goal of this project? Is it to give them a report of what's going on in these beaches? Is it to do more of, like, these outreach events? Or what is the goal for them and also for you? Do you also have to do, like, some kind of follow-up assignment for it?
We went down with GSO, mm-hmm. which is Global Skills Opportunity, which is just kind of the combination of two different, like, us going to Grenada is obviously, like, a different culture. Like, we were learning a lot about, like, global competency before we left and, like, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all, I think that part of it was more so, like, the collaboration.
Yeah.
But the project that we did while we were there was the SAGE project, which was the sampling and, like, surveying the beach and all that. But they done different projects before, I'm pretty sure. Like, that's just the project we had done.
Yeah. I think, like, the whole, like, program itself is more for, like, getting, for both us and them in Grenada, like getting experience for other places, because they come here too and work with us sometimes. So we had a couple of students come on our last tech session with us.
Oh,
so
okay.
Like we kind of like come here and we go there, and it's
so you get to both places. Like learn in different environments, because obviously here is, like you said, it's very different to what it is down there.
Yeah, definitely.
I think what I was trying to remember before was that GSO is more so about the integrated learning, because you're learning with a different class.
Yeah. Mm.
And you're kind of sharing your techniques and
like we're not only like getting like practical experience with like things like involving a program, but we're also like, it's like the communication side of it too, like there's so many different like aspects that we're learning.
I'm really curious what you guys are going to do after you finish your program. Do you have an idea of the kind of job that you might want to have?
I have sort of an idea.
Mm-hmm.
So where I come from, a fishing background, I'm really for the sustainable fishery. Mm. So I want to do something with that. I actually have my first work term with CSAR here.
I was going to say, have you gone and talked to anyone at CSAR?
Yeah. Okay. So I just accepted the job offer. So I'm excited for that. And I definitely want to go that route in my job journey.
Cool. Yeah.
My career journey.
To start out, like for my work term this summer, I'm hoping to work with Shorefast in Fogo Island. So like with the seaweed and stuff, like growing seaweed, I'm really interested in that right now. And in the future, I would love to do anything that involves like animals and the ocean.
Mm-hmm. So. Like sea turtles?
Yeah.
You might need to move to a different place.
I am okay with that. I would love to do that.
Do you have an idea now that you've seen sort of the tropics, the Caribbean life? Do you think that your marine science is going to take you down there at some point? Yeah. Okay. Kaylee's nodding her head.
I'm actually hoping to go back to Grenada, hopefully to do an internship or something. Because when we were in Grenada, we actually got the opportunity to visit SGU, St. George's University, and it was incredible. And they have like a whole turtle conservation.
Here we go. It's all making sense.
So that's all I've thought about since. And I just really want to go back and like have the opportunity to do an internship in Grenada.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's exciting. Did you meet anybody? Did you connect with anyone there, like at the school, that you might be able to work with?
Not at SGU. We were only there for a little bit, but like everyone there was amazing. Like when we were working with TAMCC, like as Mackenzie said, we were split up into groups, and like I still talk to the people who were in my group with me, because we're working together every day, so we got really close. And like people there are just great. Like I still talk to them. Like I've definitely made like lifelong friends.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah. I think I relate to Kaylee. I would love to do an internship. Yeah, we're both going back. I don't know. We might. I don't know. But I definitely see like we're a lot of our class that have went to Grenada have been talking about doing internships away and in tropical different climates and
just like different regions, different like ocean.
Mm-hmm, definitely. So I can see that in my future.
The last thing, and this is something that we ask especially the students on the show, the alumni, all those people who have gone through the programs, do you have any advice for students that are entering into the marine environmental program that you think they might need to know? Like that could be study advice, it could be application advice, it could be, I don't know, anything.
Well, for me, I came to university straight out of high school, which for anyone is nerve-wracking. But Marine Institute is very like, not like every program is very small classes and stuff. And so you get really close with your class and it's not as scary as it might seem. So not really advice, but
reassurance. That's good too. Yeah.
I'll just touch on how many opportunities there is here at Marine Institute. If you get in contact with different people and like just ask certain questions, you will realize how many opportunities you have. Like this trip that we had, like we didn't expect to be able to go on this trip, but, you know, like they were interested in our class. They trusted us. So
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And just like even just applying, even if you feel like, oh, I don't think that they would even pick me, even to just apply, like they weren't sure if they were going to send another group, but I think it is in the works. So to anyone that is like sort of holds back on that stuff, you just need to go for it because you don't know what the outcome could be. Like, it was just such an amazing experience, right? Yeah. And that goes towards your education and towards your career. So,
and once you get an opportunity, like more open up, like going to Grenada kind of like is opening up opportunities for us now. Like we're learning about these internships in other places and stuff because of that. So,
I think one thing that's also really important, especially when you're in like a marine environmental program, marine science program, any marine biology program, is a lot of like our passions are outside of the walls of a building and are in the ocean. And so I think for us, like it's without, if you're studying, like right now you guys are in the middle of midterms, which is often like, oh gosh, sometimes it's hard to see through it. But if you go out and you get to go experience things in the field, it's a lot better because then you're like, okay, right. But I'm doing this for the sea turtles because I love them and I'm passionate about it. So I think that that's really great.
I say that a lot to like my family and they're like, oh my gosh, like, are you stressed about like your like midterms and stuff? And I'm like, yeah, but like, it's okay because it's worth it in the end. Like, look at the things that we get to experience.
Yeah, that's another thing about Marine Institute where it's so hands on. You get to actually experience what you could be doing with your education, like the field work that we do in our tech sessions, going out on boat, like getting our DVS, like all that stuff is like, goes towards our education and it sets us up for whatever we want to do in the future.
What is a DVS?
Domestic vessel safety?
I don't have that. That's cool. So you get extra little, like you get that's not the right word. So you get extra certificates when you're going through the program as well?
Yeah. So that's basically what our tech session is all about, like making sure that we're certified to do certain things. And we do a few marine environmental courses during then too. So we did our oil spill response.
That's handy. Wow.
We got our boating license.
SPOP.
Yeah, I think.
Okay. That's not to be confused with pleasure craft operator card, which I got when I was like 14 online.
Yeah, I think this one, it enables you to operate a boat over 28 feet, I think.
That's pretty big.
So you're like competent in the skill. Yeah.
And we did our DVS, which is all like vessel safety. We had to jump in the pool with our little survival suits on.
That was all really cool.
Okay. And I also just need to mention that the Marine Environmental Program deadline is April 15th. So that's actually coming up pretty soon. So maybe you guys will get new first years, I guess.
Yeah.
Within next year. But okay. Well, those were all of my questions. Thank you so much, Kaylee and Mackenzie, for joining this episode.
Thank you for having us.
If you have questions for our guests or suggestions for future episodes, you can send an email to wavecast@mi.mun.ca. We'll see you in the next one.